We're really excited. It's April 12th, 13th, and 14th in Washington, D.C. We're bringing all of our members up to town to go out and cover Capitol Hill, talk to their members of Congress, talk to their senators, and talk about everything we have visited about, including Waters of the United States, Trans-Pacific Partnership, a lot of our priorities. You know, these members of Congress want to hear from their constituents. There's nothing better than seeing all those cowboy hats up on Capitol Hill.
Now, while the NCBA staff regularly meets with these policymakers, he says the most influential meetings are with producers that travel to D.C.
Because at that point in time, they're talking to people that are back home, a lot of times from their home counties, hometowns, and they're also talking to the people that are casting the vote for them. And so that gives even more, I think, special attention to the group from the member of Congress. It really makes that visit probably more meaningful when talking about a lot of our issues. So that's why having folks from back home into town is so important for what we're trying to accomplish.
Woodall says there are various issues to discuss, but of course there are a couple of key topics.
It's going to be the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the need to get that done as quickly as possible in order to prevent us from losing even more access into Japan. And then we're also going to talk about what Congress can continue to do to help us to stop EPA, specifically on Waters in the United States.
NCBA's annual legislative conference will be held April 12th through 14th in Washington, D.C. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.